The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara Menachos Daf Ayin Hei Med Aleph discusses the different types of menachos that a person can bring. One of the menachos that a person can make a nether and a dovet to bring is a minchas rekikin. The Gemara says, what is a minchas rekikin? A minchas rekikin is its thin matzis. It's, rekikin means it's thin. The person brings it, it brings the mincha, and it is baked into thin matzis. Now we know that every mincha that the person brings as a nether and a dovet comes together with oil, together with the mincha. They take flour and oil and you mix it together. So how is the, so some of the oil, the Mishnah said, is mixed into the flour before it's baked. But some of the oil is held back and then it gets mixed into the mincha after it's baked, after it's already baked. So what do you do with the oil, this oil, by a minchas rekikin? After it's baked, it's not soft, it's hard. So the Gemara says we do meshicha, moishchon, rekikin, hanbon b'fnei atzmon. What do you do? So the Gemara brings Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, moishchon kimin ki. We do a meshicha, means you spread the oil out in the shape of a ki, and then this is a machloikis what you do with the rest of the oil. Shar Shemen Nechol Hakoinim. The Mishnah, the Gemara has a difference of opinion between the Tanoim. What do you do with the oil afterwards? Al Koponim, the Gemara says that the Meshicha is done in a specific shape. It's done in the shape of a key. What exactly is a key? What exactly does this mean? So Tosis over here says that a kimin ki, he says that Rashi drew a picture, Tzair Bekundris kimin tes. Rashi said that it looks like a tes, uve perushay chumish pirish gimel. Now, what does this mean? We find in other places in the Torah where this concept or a similar concept is referred to as Meshicha. When the Torah says that whenever you appoint a new kohen gadol or you appoint a king, a melech, the melech and the kohen gadol require Meshicha on their forehead. The Meshicha on their forehead, the Rishonim say, Rashi and Chumash says, has to be done in a certain shape. In one place, Rashi says that the Meshicha is done as a, in the shape of a chaf yevanis. And in another place, Rashi says, your Moshech kimin ki. And the Mefarshi Rashi over there in Chumash, in Parshas Tetzaveh, say that ki is really an acronym. It's really Rashi Tevois. Because ki is made up of the words chaf and yud. And it's really a Rashi Tevois, and it stands for chaf yevanis. And in fact, we find there are other places in Shas where the Gemara refers to the Meshicha, that the Meshicha on the Kohen Gadol, or the Meshicha on the Menachos, is referred to as being done in the shape of a Chaf Yevanis. What exactly is the Chaf Yevanis? So here, that's where Tosis brings Rashi, that Rashi in certain places say that it looks like a Tes, in certain places Rashi says that it looks like a Gimel, and then Tosis says there Yesh Mefarshim, some say that it looks like a Nun or looks like a Chaf. All these shapes, all these letters have in common, basically, is that they are a sort of a half circle, just like a chaf. A chaf is a half circle, not a samach, that's a complete circle. So the seems like this chaf yevonis that the Rishonim, the Gemara, and the Mishnayis discuss is in the shape of a half circle. There are those who try very hard to understand exactly what does it mean that it's a chaf yevanis. What exactly is the taich of a chaf yevanis? Literally, chaf yevanis means the letter chaf in Greek. Now, there is no letter chaf in Greek. The Greek alphabet has 24 letters, and each letter has a name, but none of the names of the letters are the letter chaf. So how exactly are we supposed to interpret what exactly does a chaf yevanis mean? What is the translation of a of a letter Chaf. So the Achroinim are very busy trying to explain exactly what this means. Which letter in the Greek alphabet are the Rishonim referring to? There are a Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura over here in this Mishnah and our Sugya, that says that you do the Mishicha. The Bar Tanura says that the Mishicha is done in the shape of a test. He says, Kimin tes shalonu. The Tosis Yom Tov over there explains that there is a letter in the Greek alphabet. It's actually the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet, which is called an epsilon. An epsilon, a lowercase epsilon, is more or less in the shape of a uppercase E. It's actually two half circles, one on top of the other. So the Tosfos Yom Tov explains that the letter, the Chaf Yevonis, that we are discussing, that the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss, is actually the letter Epsilon. In Kalim, in Maseches Kalim, Parakhes Mishnah Zayin, the Tosfos Yom Tov gives a different suggestion exactly what the Chaf Yevonis is. We find that certain places the Rishonim describe a Chaf Yevonis as being similar in shape to a letter Ches. Now, a letter Ches and a letter Chaf are similar, just it's rotated. If you take a letter Chaf and you rotate it 90 degrees counterclockwise, you know, it ends up looking like a Ches. So Tosfos Yom Tov says, which letter in the Greek alphabet is most similar to a Ches? So he says, it is the 16th letter of the Greek alphabet, which is the letter Pi, which is basically a flat line on top with two lines coming down. So that basically looks like a Ches. So Tosfos Yom Tov says, if that was the case, that the letter that the Mishnah is referring to is the letter Ches, is the letter Pi, which is similar to the letter Ches, so why didn't the Mishnah just say? The Mishnah should have just said that it looks like a Ches. It's almost exactly the same exact shape as the letter Ches. So the Tosfos Yom Tov suggests that it could be that in previous times, you know, that in the Sefer Torah, the letter Ches is written slightly differently than the way it's written in other Sfarim. The letter Ches in most Sfarim that's used is a flat on the top and has two lines sticking down on either side. But in the Sefer Torah, the letter Ches is actually written as two Zions with a pointy top in between. So it doesn't have a flat top. Since it doesn't have a flat top, so that's why the Rishonim didn't hesitate. They didn't want to call it a Ches. It would be too confusing. They might think that you should draw it like the Ches in the Sefer Torah, not like the Ches of the flat top. There are other suggestions. There are some who suggest that Tosfos says, since Tosfos Bayah says that it looks like a Nun or looks like a Chaf, there's some suggestions that maybe the Greek letter that the Gemara and the Mishnah referred to is a letter that is called a Lambda, which is basically a triangle without the bottom line, without the flat line. The bottom looks like an arch with two lines that come to two lines that that slant and come to a point at the top. There is also Rabbein Chanan on Ervin Daf Pehei, which seems to indicate that a Chaf Yevonis is actually shaped like a triangle, and it actually is a letter in the Greek alphabet that is shaped like a triangle, which is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet, which is called Delta. So there are a number of different suggestions exactly what letter of the Greek alphabet the Gemara and the Mishnah is referring to. Generally speaking, from all these different shittas and all these different pictures, it seems that there is the general consensus would be that the shape that a person is supposed to draw, when we say that you draw Kimin Ki or Kimin Chaf Yevonis, what that means is to draw a half circle, or to draw maybe not exactly a circle, maybe draw it as three lines, as a square, almost a square, or as they come to a tip. But the general idea would be, let's say by a Kohen Gadol, what you would do is you would draw it on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. You would start on top of one eyebrow and then go up and then go around and then come down on top of the other eyebrow of the Kohen. On the Mincha, it really wouldn't make a difference whether it's a Chaf, whether it's a Chaf that's turned or it looks like a Ches. Either way, you would draw a half circle with the oil, and that would be the keem of the Mashiach of the Chaf Yevanis. Now, there are those who have a different suggestion. And the reason they have a different suggestion is because we asked earlier, what exactly does the Gemara mean? What, when you say Chaf Yevanis, what does it mean that it's a Chaf Yevanis? There is no letter Chaf in Greek. What is the equivalent of a Chaf Yevanis, and what exactly does the Mishnah and the Gemara mean? Furthermore, I have another question, which the Tais Yamtav we mentioned touched on earlier. Why did the Gemara have to give an example of a Greek letter? Why did the Gemara give an example of a Chaf or a Ches? All the Rishonim say that the letter is similar to a Chaf, or the letter is similar to a Ches, or similar to a Nun, or similar to a Gimel. So why didn't the Gemara just give an example with one of the letters of the Aleph Beis? Why did the Gemara have to run to the Greek language to give such an example? There are those Mepharshim, the Netziv and Hyrius and Dafid Bezod Aleph, says that it doesn't look exactly, the letter Chaf Yevanis is not exactly the same, it looks slightly different. It's the Netziv says it's difficult to understand exactly what they mean. It's difficult to understand that the Rishonim would say that you have to draw the letter on the Kohen Gadol's forehead or on the Mincha in the exact shape of a Chaf Yevanis. Why should that be? I understand that we're saying it. There's a general idea. It should be a half circle. That's what you should draw. But that there should be a special halacha that you have to draw a Greek letter that looks exactly in all its details like a Greek letter on the Mincha or on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Why should such halacha exist? And where would such halacha come from? So because of these questions, there is a suggestion that there's a completely different shot in this Gemara. Completely different shot in what the Gemara means. And that is, this actually was written by the Sefer Moisef HaAruch that makes a suggestion in the opinion of the Rishonim, and it's actually backed up by a number of pictures that were printed in different editions of the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. And it's actually a picture that's printed in the standard Gemaris. It's printed in Rashi and Hurrius over there in Dafi Beis and Aleph. And what these pictures have, they say that the picture that the Rishonim give of a Chaf Yevanis is a picture of a letter X, diagonal cross, which is a letter X in English. And in fact, the Moisef HaAruch writes that if you look in the Greek alphabet, the 22nd letter of the Greek alphabet is actually called, he says it's called chi or chi or zhi, exactly, I'm not exactly sure exactly how it's pronounced in Greek, but it's very, very similar to the word chi that the Gemara says. Now, we said before, the Mepharshim on Chumash say that when Rashi says that you draw it in the shape of a chi, the word chi, which is a kaf yud, is really an abbreviation. It means chaf yevanis. The Moisef HaAruch suggests that no, really, the word is not kaf yevanis. It's not an abbreviation. When the Gemara says over here, moishchen kimin ki, what the Gemara means is you draw it like a chi. A chi is a letter in the Greek alphabet, and it's the 22nd letter. It's called chi, and that is the name of the letter. And therefore, that is the letter that the Torah says that you're supposed to draw. You're supposed to draw this letter on a mincha, and you're supposed to draw this letter on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. The reason why the Gemara didn't give an example of a letter in the Aleph Beis is because no such letter exists. There is no such letter in the Aleph Beis that is the shape of an X. And therefore, the only example, the only way that the Gemara could explain to explain how you draw this picture, the easiest way the Gemara can explain how to draw this shape is to say that you drew it like a chi yevanis. The question, so this would answer the question of why the Gemara used an example of a Greek letter and not a Jewish letter. Granted, it doesn't explain why on earth the Torah would say you should draw this shape. Why did the Torah say you should draw the shape of an X? So there is actually printed in the Sefer Torah Shleimo in the back, at the end of Sefer Shemois, he wants to make a suggestion. And his, he wants to suggest that the reason why, the source where it comes from, that you're supposed to draw this specific shape of an X, at least when you do the Mashiach on a Kohen Gadol, you draw it in the shape of an X, is because we find in Sefer Yechezkel that Hashem, in the time of destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem commanded the Malachim to go draw the letter Tuf on people's foreheads. And if it was drawn in blood, that means that they would die. If it was drawn in different material, then they wouldn't die, then they would live. Because sometimes, for some people, Tuf stands for Tichya, that they should live, and some people, Tuf stands for Thomas. Al-Kopanim, it says clear in the Psukim in Yechezkel that the Malach was supposed to draw the letter Tuf on people's foreheads. So it says the Torah Shleima that in Ksav Ivri, which is the Ksav that was widely in use during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, which is in distinction to Ksav Ashuris. The Gemara says that in the second Beis HaMikdash they used Ksav Ashuris, which is the Ksav, the way that the letters are shaped, the letters of the Aleph Beis are shaped, that we use today. It's called Ksav Ashuris. But in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a widely used Ksav, which was called Ksav Ivris. It was the letters of the Aleph Beis, but they had different shapes. He says the letter Tuf in Ksav Ivri, in this different alphabet, the old alphabet, the old shapes of the alphabet, the letter Tuf was drawn as a letter X. So therefore, we have a source for at least the concept that the forehead is an appropriate place to draw the letter X. Therefore, he has other midrashim to explain it. At least we would understand why you would draw the letter X, this letter Chi, on a Kohen Gadol's forehead. It doesn't explain why you would draw the letter Chi on the Mincha, but that's what he says. So this is his suggestion. Lemaisa, there are the Svarim that were printed more recently that had access to the Kisvei Yad, to the original manuscripts of the Rishonim. So the people who actually looked in these manuscripts and they looked in the pictures that the Rishonim themselves drew, that the Rambam and Rashi themselves drew, so they discovered that in actuality not one Rishon ever drew the Chaf Yevonis, or in this Mishnah when they said this is the picture, that the way you're supposed to draw it, not one of them drew it like an X, which would seem to be a refutation of this Mahalach, because you don't have one Rishon, not Rambam and not Rashi. And in fact, the Kisvei Yad showed that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in the beginning writes that he actually has a picture how he writes how you're supposed to draw the Chaf Yevonis, and he writes it as a backwards Chaf, which would mean this would not be the appropriate pshat. Which brings us back to the original question. If the real picture, and the way the Kisvei Yad say that the picture of this Chaf Yevonis is really a backwards Chaf, if it's a backwards Chaf, so why did the Gemara have to say that it's a Greek letter? Why couldn't we say it's a Jewish letter? Why couldn't we say it's the letter Chaf? Furthermore, what does it mean that it's a Chaf Yevonis? What exactly does it mean? I saw someone wants to suggest that a Chaf Yevonis doesn't mean that it's the Greek letter Chaf. The Gemara says in Gittin that we know that when you write Lashon Kodesh and you write in Hebrew, you write from right to left. So the Gemara says, it's actually a Mishnah in Gittin, at the end of Gittin says that if somebody signs his name in Yevonis, if someone signs his name in Greek, then he writes from left to right. Just like in English, you write from left to right. So, in Yevonis, they go from left to right. So he wants to suggest that when the Gemara and the Mishnah said Chaf Yevonis, it doesn't mean that you write the letter Chaf in Greek. It means you write the letter Chaf backwards. That's exactly the meaning of the Mishnah. Chaf Yevonis doesn't mean the Greek letter Chaf. Chaf Yevonis means a backwards Chaf. It's an interesting idea, but the words of the Rishonim don't seem to bear this out. The words of the Rishonim seem to say very clearly that the Chaf in Yevonis is like a Tess Shalonu. It's like our Tess. It's like our Chaf. It's like our Ches. That's what the Rishonim say. So it seems clear the Rishonim didn't understand the Mishnah like that. And the Rishonim clearly understood that the Mishnah and the Gemara, when they said Yevonis, they meant the Chaf in the Greek alphabet. Which really begs the question, what exactly does it mean? Chayra, what you have to say, I didn't see anybody who really gave an answer to this question. Chayra, it would seem that the best answer that you could say is that when the Gemara says Chaf Yevonos, the Gemara is not referring to a specific letter of the Greek alphabet that's known, that has a name, Chaf. There is no such letter that's called Chaf. The Gemara is referring to a letter in the Greek alphabet. When we say Chaf Yevonos, it means a letter in the Greek alphabet that looks like a Chaf. That has to be the Pashup Shat, the Fi, all these Rishonim. What we're left with is the last question, is that if that's really the case, that it really looks like a Chaf, so why did the Gemara have to give an example of the Chaf in the Greek alphabet? Why didn't the Gemara just give an example of a Chaf in our alphabet? And to this, I saw a fascinating explanation that's given. It's actually brought down in the Pirush of Rabbeinu Menayach, which is a Kadmon in the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Shofar is Sukkah. The Rambam says Perik Dalad Halacha Beis. The Rambam is discussing the shape of a Sukkah, and the shape of a Sukkah we know is Sukkah. The minimum shear of the walls of a Sukkah, you need two complete walls, and the third wall could even be a very small wall. It's only a tefach. And the Rambam says that the two walls of a Sukkah have to be two adjoining walls. You can't have two opposite walls. The two full walls, the two complete walls of a Sukkah, need to be next to each other, and then together they create a corner. And the Rambam says that when you put the two walls next to each other, it looks like a gam. A gam, the Rambam says, is a Greek letter gimel. Now, when the Greek letter gimel, Rambam clearly refers to the third letter of the Greek alphabet, which is known as gamma, which is gam. And the shape of the gamma, the shape of the letter gimel in the Greek alphabet, is the shape of two lines that come to a point, that come to a corner. So that is clearly the letter that the Rambam is referring to. The question is, why did the Rambam have to refer to a Greek letter? So to that, Rabbeinu Menayach says, "Umashomer Abayseinu kimin gam, v'loyomru kimin dalid." This, that, the Chacham said that they didn't say like a dalid. Why do they have to say that it looks like a gamma, like a gamma? Let the Chacham say it looks like a dalid. A dalid, it's the same exact shape. A dalid is two lines, two walls that meet and come to that meet at a corner. So why do we say gamma? Why don't we say the letter dalid? So the Rabbeinu Menayach says, "Shalay rotzu l'ta'er la'osiyos hakodesh shum davar shachol." We didn't want to use the words, the letters of the Jewish alphabet, the letters of Lashon Kodesh, to describe a davar shachol, something which does not have kedusha. V'zeh me'aflogas ha'gedolim kedushas ha'toyro uchvoida. The Rabbeinu Menayach says a massive chiddush. He says that there is an inyan of Kedusha, that the Kedusha that the letters have, that these letters should not be used for non-Kedusha purposes. And this is a Chiddush, because we're talking about using it in relationship to the Halachas Sukkah. We're talking about the Halachas, we're talking about Torah, we're talking about the Halachas of a Sukkah. Nevertheless, the Chacham felt that to say you would say the letter Dalit, say you use it as a letter in Lashon HaKodesh, that would be a bizoyan, that would not be appropriate. And therefore, because of this, they decided to use a letter in the Greek alphabet, even though we could have used a letter in the Aleph Beis that's the exact same shape. And if that's the case, so you could say the same answer over here as well. You could say the same answer that really the Gemara, the Mishnah, could have said, you should draw like a Chaf. You could say Chaf Mehupach. You could say a Chaf that's not Mehupach. But Chazal had a Hakpoda. They did not want to make a reference to the letter Chaf itself in Lashon HaKodesh, even though they said Chaf, but they meant Chaf Yevonis, because they're making a reference to the Greek letter as opposed to the letter of the Aleph Beis, because it's not appropriate to use the letter Chaf itself, which has Kedusha, for non-Kedusha purposes. I'll just mention that there's an interesting discussion if there is an Isser to take things that are written with the letters of Lashon HaKodesh and bring them into a makom atunuf, like bringing it into a bathroom. The Gemara has a discussion, and the Gemara says you're not supposed to bring the tefillin into a bathroom because the letter Shin is written on the tefillin shorosh. However, there is a discussion in the Paiskim. Some Paiskim suggest that could be, that's only Ksav Ashuris. That's only that if it's written in the way, that's written in the Sefer Torah. But the way we know that the way our Svarim are written, they're not written exactly in Ksav Ashuris. It's a slightly different Ksav. So it does not have the same Kedusha. Since it does not have the same Kedusha, therefore, they'd say that it doesn't have that same level of Kedusha, so it's possible that there won't be any problem of bringing it into the Beis HaKisei, bringing it into Makom Etonov. However, there is, it's brought down a tshuva from the Rambam. The tshuva Rambam is, I wasn't able to find it inside, but it's brought down, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in Hilchos Shkolim, in Shekel HaKodesh, in Perik Beis. The Mishnah over there in Shkolim says there were three boxes that they had in the Beis HaMikdash that had the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel on them, on the three boxes. And there's one opinion in the Mishnah that they didn't write Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Instead, they wrote Alpha, Beta, Gamma, which is the equivalent of Aleph, Beis, Gimel in Greek. They wrote it in Greek instead of in English. And to that, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings a Tshuva Rambam that says that it's not appropriate to use letters of Lashon HaKodesh. Also, the same idea that it's a bizoyin, the Rambam himself says it's a bizoyin to use the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. So the letters of Lashon HaKodesh have a specific level of Kedusha, and since they have this level of Kedusha, it's not appropriate to use them for non-Kodesh purposes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.